Just like to start off, please, if I may, the Gospel in Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 3. Luke 3 in verse 21, page 1224. And it came to pass, all the people having been baptized, and Jesus having been baptized and praying, that the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as a dove upon him. And a voice came out of heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I have found my delight." And then in Luke again, chapter 23, verse 13, page 1261. And Pilate, having called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said to them, "Ye have brought to me this man as turning away the people to rebellion. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found nothing criminal in this man as to the things of which ye accuse him, nor Herod either. For I remitted you to him, and behold, nothing worthy of death is done by him. Having chastised him, therefore, I will release him." Now he was obliged to release one of them at the feast. But they cried out in a mass, saying, "Away with this man, and release Barabbas to us." Who was one who, for a certain tumult which had taken place in the city, and for murder, had been cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, desirous to release Jesus, again addressed them. But they cried out in reply, saying, "Crucify, crucify him." And he said the third time to them, "What evil then has this man done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will chastise him, therefore, and release him." But they were urgent with loud voices, begging that he might be crucified. And their voices and those of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate adjudged that what they begged should take place. And he released him, who for tumult and murder had been cast into prison, whom they begged for. And Jesus he delivered up to their will. Finally, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, page 1418. "But emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and granted him a name, that which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of heavenly and earthly and infernal beings, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to God the Father's glory." I want to draw your attention to the great contrast in the verses that I've read. That which man did to the Lord Jesus, and that which God has done for the Lord Jesus. Huge difference. But I thought it would be as well to start off in this verse in Luke. "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I have found my delight." There can be no question as to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, as to what heaven thinks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the question is, what do you think of the Lord Jesus Christ? How do you regard him? It says he was stricken and smitten, and he wasn't regarded at all by men. But you're sitting here in this hall tonight, and the question is, how do you regard the Lord Jesus Christ? You've heard this verse read, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I have found my delight." And that was spoken by heaven, you might say, by God himself. The creator God, the one who is all-powerful, the one in whose hand your breath is. That's God's approbation of his beloved Son. Now, if we then turn to Luke further on, you get this picture of a man, a politician, in fact, who was hoping, I suspect, that this day would quickly end. He hated what he had to do. It didn't sit well with him at all, having to judge someone in whom he had found nothing wrong. And yet, the crowd crying out that he might be crucified. And then there was this other man that we've read of, Barabbas. A truly disreputable character. A murderer. One who'd committed rebellion. And to Pilate's consternation, the crowd was crying for the release of such a man. He couldn't understand it. But the question is, why were they crying out for a man such as this? And I would say to you, just to take another look at the man that the crowd were crying for. The man the crowd was crying out for his release. Barabbas. Think of the Lord Jesus, the Lord of glory, the one who we read of earlier, in whom heaven had found delight. He was to take the place of this man, this murderer. A perfect man, spoken of in the way that we've read of. He was to take the place of this man. Can you conceive of such a thing happening today? Maybe you can. The world is full of corruption and violence. And yet here we have a picture of a man who really didn't want to be in this position. In fact, in another gospel, symbolically he takes water and he washes his hands of it, so to speak. But Pilate will always be held accountable for what he did. And dear friend, you will be held accountable today as to what you think of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he your saviour? Is he the one that you can say, he has taken my place? The Lord Jesus took the place of a man called Barabbas. Physically, in that day, on that time, the Lord took his place. And the Lord has taken your place. He's taken my place upon that cross. Judgment that each one deserved. And yet, how wonderful it is that the greatness of God's love has come down to us today. Mm-hmm. That we should have an understanding as to the greatness of God's heart of love. Speaking reverently, the Lord knew from his earliest days why he was here upon earth. He'd come in the form of a babe. And he grew in favour, as it says, with God and with men. And he took that place of humility. He became one that was despised. It says, left alone. And in Mark's gospel, it speaks of them all forsaking, what does it say? And all left him and fled. That was those that knew the Lord personally, his disciples. All left him and fled. Lord, left alone to face the wrath of God's judgment. Yes, he went alone to that cross. What a sobering thing it is to think of the Saviour of the world. My Saviour, your Saviour, going alone to face the wrath of God upon the cross. No one else could have taken that place. No one else could have taken the place that was rightly Barabbas's. Only the Lord Jesus himself. I sometimes think, would Barabbas have been interested enough to have taken a view as to the man upon that cross that had taken his place? We don't know. Scripture doesn't tell us. And yet, the Lord was there. He could have taken account of him. There were those standing around that cross that found in all that Christ suffered, they found an answer, an echo in their hearts. Think of the other malefactor. The robber to whom the Lord said, "Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." How remarkable the Lord's work. How remarkable God's blessing to men. How remarkable God's mercy. When, in all my sin and degradation, I receive the greatness of God's love in his mercy to me. We live in a world where mercy, grace are almost unheard of commodities. Persons want to get ahead. They want to be the best at what they do, whether it be in sport, whether it be in business, whether it be in education, or in politics, whatever it might be, they want to be the best. And yet here was the Lord Jesus himself, acclaimed by heaven, walking in humility, in obscurity, and yet he was the only one that could take that place that was rightly mine at Calvary's cross. God looked upon him, and you know, as a sacrifice, he was the only one that was acceptable. The only one, because of the perfection of his pathway. Think of that. Holy, undefiled, separated from sinners. What a saviour he is. And so I read in Philippians, I love this scripture, because it really emphasises what I'm trying to say. The Lord himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men. The Lord in that sense didn't stand out from men around. In that sense he didn't stand out, but he was distinct in his person. He was distinct as the Son of God in all his glorious greatness, his deity. But it says, having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself. Think of the greatness of the Lord's work in humbling himself, becoming obedient even unto death. It's been said the Lord was the only one who had the right to live. Pilate says, "I find no fault in this man. What evil has he done? I find nothing worthy of death in him." And yet, nonetheless, Pilate condemned the Lord. He gave him over to the will of the people. And their cry was, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And that's what happened. And people ask, what is wrong with the world today? Here's the answer. They crucified the Lord of glory. They chose Barabbas, a robber, a murderer. And the world remains forever under that curse. But the great and wonderful part of these few verses: wherefore also God highly exalted him and granted him a name, that which is above every name. There's no name like the name of Jesus. Calls forth worship from the heart of every believer. You can understand the writer of this letter to the Philippians writing in these words: God highly exalted him. Our vocabulary perhaps does not allow us to express the words we would like to when we're talking about the way that the Lord, once humbled, has now been exalted. But the great thing is, and this is a promise that, as we know, it's printed in the pages of Scripture, will not pass away, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. And you, dear hearer, and I have the opportunity, through God's grace, to bow our knee to him tonight. Because if you do not, if you refuse, if you put it off, the time will come when you will be made to bow the knee. That will be a terrible time. Time when the books are opened. It says, when the heavens fled. Think of that. Scripture speaks of the heavens fleeing at the opening of those books. When the dead who have not died in the Lord would be brought to judgment. What a solemn time it is. And yet, this is the time of grace and favour. How wonderful to be able to speak of such a time as that. A time of grace and favour. This is the well-accepted time. Scripture tells us that this is the day of salvation. May you put your faith and your trust in the work of such a Saviour. He is a precious Saviour. He is a Saviour that will be with you from the day you put your faith and trust in him till the day he takes you to be with himself. May the Lord bless the word.